Professor.
The assembly is glorious. There are many glorious things in the scripture, but the assembly is glorious. And the Lord Jesus is sanctifying and cleansing that it might be presented to himself glorious. But the assembly is glorious. It's Christ's chief interest is the assembly. So don't vote against the assembly. I'm not just talking about your local meeting or so forth, but the whole church, the whole assembly. It's a glorious vessel. It's a wonderful vessel. Christ cannot be complete without the assembly. It says that in Ephesians chapter 1. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 22. And hath put all things on his feet. That's lordship. Gave him to be head over all things to the assembly as headship, which is his body, the complement, all fullness, the complement of him that filleth all in all. So the Lord Jesus cannot be complete without the assembly. And we're part of the assembly. And as I said already today, when you come to the breaking of the bread, you don't come as a sinner saved by grace, although that's all you are. You come as part of the assembly and one of his brethren, the dignity of sonship, as a holy priest. And you don't talk about yourself. You talk about the Lord Jesus and his work and his work and his beauty and his person. You don't talk about your sins and your salvation, as wonderful as that may be. If he was here personally, he would say, why did you bring that up? I've already dealt with that. For the glory of God and for your blessing, my blessing. So the assembly is glorious and will be presented in the glorious assembly.
And that reference was made to Esther as an illustration of the wife who made herself ready. And I wonder perhaps if we could meditate on that a little bit. Things were given to her. She didn't have to go to look for them. These things were given to her to purify herself and to make herself ready. And in this, she could have said, this is against my thinking. I am not going to use those. But would she then make herself ready? No. But she needed to use what was given to her. And dear brethren, I think we need to see how very practical this is. God has given us something, and he says, you're going to make yourself ready for the presentation. And a bit of responsibility does come in here. But we do not have to make those things. We do not have to go searching on the bush and every tree to find out what these things are. The Holy Spirit is here in us to make those things that God has given us good to our hearts, that to make us ready. In Ephesians, however, he says, he, the Lord Jesus, has sanctified and cleansed it with the washing of water by the word, with this view to present it to himself. So there's a work he is doing, and there's a responsibility on the part of the one who is the wife. And I think, in a sense, the word wife brings that out. So that on his part, he does his work. And on her part, she prepares herself.
We're back to this matter of divine sovereignty and human responsibility, aren't we? The two things which men can't bring together, but which nevertheless are both true.
But yet there's a beauty about it, that he presents her to himself. That is, as we have heard, an intimate circle between the Lord and his bride, if you will. But there's another presentation that the Lord makes, but not to himself, but to the Father. And you might say, that's not in relationship to the bride, but I and the children whom thou hast given me. But the presentation of a bride, it seems to me, it's a very private in the scripture, that first it starts to his own delight, and then from there it's the bride or the display of it, of the bride or the presentation of it will flow out into different circles, if you will.
Question. Sorry, go ahead.
I just think this is also illustrated in the journey of Rebecca to Isaac, right? Mm-hmm. The servant unfolds to her all the treasures of his master. And the question to her when she first encounters him is, will you go? And she says, I will go. And all along the way, he is laying out before her, he gives her gold, he gives her garments, he gives her everything, so that by the time she reaches, she says, who is that? He says, that's my master's son. And she prepares herself, she's ready. So under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who has those provisions, we find the acting in responsibility to receive and to follow the teaching of the Holy Spirit, who wants to present to us the glories of Christ.
Question that sort of occurs to me. When we think of what he is doing and we think of the intimacy in relation to his preparation of her and presenting her to himself, we also now think of the presentation to the other circles. Does her responsibility come in there? Having prepared herself. I'm asking the question.
I think you're making a lot of that expression that she prepared herself. And maybe we're thinking in terms of something that she had to do. Maybe that's why we're asking that question. It appears that the garment is what prepared her. She had to put a garment on. And the garment, we're told in the next verse, is the righteousness of the saints. The fine linen, which is described as clean and white. And this was the preparation, was putting the garment on. So I'm not sure in a way of doing something.
Not at all, Brother Bill, because the verse says, and she was given that.
Yeah.
Even, right. You know, it was granted. So there's nothing of her. But I really believe in heaven, I'm not sure, Brother Hedley, in heaven, if there is any thought of responsibility anymore. I think the line of responsibility is taken away completely. We're all there on the line of privilege. Because over there, we are in full perfection, if you will. But what I like about it, that made herself ready, is really now when the bride or the wife is in tune with the mind of heaven, with the mind of Christ, with the mind of God, that he presented to himself, that's something for his delight and pleasure. And now she made herself ready, in tune with Christ, to display before the other circles the magnitude and the greatness of his grace. And I wonder if in that way it is mentioned that way. But everything was granted to her. There's nothing that she has done to get any merit.
Yeah. I just think the expression made herself ready may give us the impression she had to do something. That's what I'm suggesting, is why we're asking the question.
Isn't it what the Lord has done in her?
Yes.
Because I believe it's the righteousness says of saints.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a theoretical thing. It's the deeds, that which has been worked out in her, in the saints.